I'm Graham Gus.
I'm Agent Gibb.
And this is Radio Sessions Over Tea.
Now, for today's podcast, we actually have a special surprise for you all.
Yes, I've actually known this person since high school days.
And I've known him since we did a TAFE diploma 6 years ago.
Oh, wow.
So without further ado, let's give a warm welcome to
Brystar.
Hey, guys. I'm so glad to be here on this podcast. I can't wait.
Well, we're glad to have you. It's always good to have additional support for our series. So, Brystar, please, tell us about yourself.
Well, I've lived on the Central Coast my entire life, grown up here. I really love going out, travelling, hanging out with friends, concerts, listening to music. But I've been doing acting and dancing since I was really little. And I've just constantly gotten out there doing a lot more acting work. And it's just been really great.
Amazing.
The passionate everyman. We love it.
It's awesome to hear striving for your goals and achieving something.
Exactly.
Today's weather is about 16 degrees here in Woolgara. And we are at my new house because I've moved. As you all know, in our past few episodes, we have reacted to team. We've actually got three, including Brystar's got his own. So without further ado, we're going to start with Brystar reacting to his tea. What have you got today?
Thank you. I've got peppermint and ginger tea. It's really, really good. I love it. It comes out with a strong minty taste. I can't really taste the ginger that much. But the ingredients, there is only like two ingredients. And it's pretty cool because it has organic peppermint, 60%. And it's got organic ginger, 40%. So all the ingredients are natural and Australian made. And the best thing is that I've been researching that it's medical proven. So it can help with digestion and like when you're sick. It's a great minty taste and peppermint ginger. And I love it. So Agent Gibb, can you give us a little bit about your tea?
Well, I actually have a pretty interesting fusion. Ooh. What I have with me at the moment is raspberry and dragon fruit. I've never tried dragon fruit before, so it will be interesting to see what the taste is like. But ingredients wise, it's more on the berry side. We've got hibiscus, licorice root, lychee flavoring, blackberry leaves. It's also an antioxidant. It's high in nutrients, and it can also help with chronic diseases like heart disease, cancer, diabetes, arthritis.
That's amazing.
That's really good.
Yeah, so it's very beneficial. Wow. Can't wait to see what it tastes like. Now, Grand Gus, what's yours?
Now, my tea is from T2 and it's called the Belly Blend.
Ooh.
Yes, very nice.
Interesting.
Now, this tea actually helps with the belly, which actually helps digestive system and all that sort of stuff. So it's actually the after-dinner delight to keep you on track, as of what it says on the packaging, as well as some ingredients involve black tea, coca husk, carob, and a few other more varieties of ingredients.
Wow, so many amazing ingredients.
I know. It's just overindulge. Sip your way back into the good books with this cocoa black tea. Yes.
Now, as usual, we're going to be trying, since this is Brystar's first time, this is his rite of passage into becoming a member of this group.
Yes.
Thank you. I'm so proud to be a member.
That's all good. What do you think of your tea?
Well, as I'm tasting it right now, it has like the minty peppermint taste comes out really well. Like from the distance, when I stand back, I can smell that minty taste. Not quite the ginger, but it's more the minty taste. But I love it because when I take a sip right now, I can taste all these different, like you get these different minty bits all around the tongue. It tastes really great.
What do you think of the texture?
I reckon the texture looks really good. When I was making the tea, it started off looking as a real green color and then it's changed to this like brown color. So two different colors. Pretty cool.
Interesting. Yeah,
very interesting. And what about you, Agent Gibb? What does your tea taste like?
Okay, getting ready to taste. I'm getting lolly vibes from this tea. I think when I'm drinking it, I feel like I'm walking into like a candy store.
Wow.
Okay.
Well, who knew sugary items could be so healthy?
Yes. In this case, we got a lolly tea.
We got a lolly tea, guys. Woohoo.
And finally, Grand Gus.
So this tea, when I sip it, has a very rich in a way, chocolate taste, but it's also got another ingredient as well that I'm trying to think to the top of my head that what it would be. But overall, it's got like that very sort of like, if you're feeling up for chocolate or don't have any in the cupboard.
Chocolate, yum.
Yes.
We all smelled the tea earlier. It really hits you hard in the nostrils when you smell it for the first time, is
definitely
it?
Definitely.
Oh, exactly. That's it too. When I tasted this now, I had just like this power of like instant, not like a top chocolate taste, but more sort of a darker chocolate sort of with like a bit of other ingredients as well. Yeah. So it's actually quite a nice, intriguing tea if you just want to relax and just after a big day. And it will also, again, with the digestive system, it will help through those bad stuff. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, that's enough on our tea segment. We're going to be moving into our very first topic, our topic one about traveling. So, Grand Gus, can you please give us your travel inspiration or places you really want to go to?
Awesome. Yes, I'll be happy to do that for you. One of the places that I have in mind is going to London.
So what is it about London that appeals to you?
Oh, well, I have to say the culture, the experience, and just basically seeing all the historic buildings like the Buckingham Palace. Very nice.
What kind of attractions would you love to see in London?
One in particular that I would like to see in London is the London Eye.
Could you explain more about that? Because admittedly, I've never heard or seen of the London Eye.
Yeah, of course. So the London Eye, it completed in the year 2000 and the height is about 135 metres.
Wow.
It's a big white circled Ferris wheel that looks out to all of the beautiful view of London itself. So it's very nice if you want to go on a holiday, best attraction destination to go to.
That is so interesting. But I've got here, have you ever tried any food in London?
Yes, my friend who is from the UK, she actually sent me this Cadbury chocolate that they've got over there. Now, the difference that I had tasted in it was very interesting. Nothing that I've ever had before. It was a very smooth textured taste, which I have to say was very nice.
Compared to our type of chocolate, how would you rank the British chocolate?
That's very an interesting question. I would have to definitely say that our Australian Cadbury chocolate compared to the UK is richer in taste than it is with the UK's one. But that's enough about me. Let's now move on to Agent Gibb to talk about his travel destination.
Well, Grand Gus, there's plenty of places I want to see for a few reasons. For example, New Orleans because it's the city of jazz, and Norway because I have a little bit of Viking blood. But I think the most prominent place that I would like to see is Ireland.
That's awesome. So going on with an island question, where is Ireland located?
It's not actually that far from the UK. It's about northwest of Scotland. You can see that little island up the top.
Awesome.
Intriguing. What about the island culture that intrigues you?
Plenty of pubs, so clubbing, of course, is common. The music I particularly enjoy, especially the violins. And, you know, it's a quiet place. There's loads of farms as well, plenty of cliff sides. It's simple, and I like simple.
So going on with that, my question is there any in particular place in Ireland you would like to visit?
Oh, there is one place in particular, actually. Skellig Michael.
Wow.
Have you watched the Star Wars movies?
Yes.
Okay, so it's a huge island with large cracks.
Yeah.
There's plenty of monasteries built in there. I think it dates back as far up as the 10th century, I think.
Pretty far back.
Oh, wow.
And from what I've seen from pictures on the internet and, of course, the movies, it has an eerie feel to it. You know, it's just the kind of place where you can just be silent, just admire all the sights and awe, look out on the expansive ocean, and you might even get a meditation into it now and again. So,
wow, okay.
It's a quiet place, and it more suits my type.
Do you think you will get to see a leprechaun?
Well, there are plenty of shamrocks and four-leaf clovers in Ireland, so who knows? I might even get lucky. He might lead me across the rainbow. I might even see a bright star, and who knows? I could even be rich by finding a pot of gold. Actually, speaking of bright stars, now we're moving on to me and moving on to Brystar's treble aspirations. Brystar?
Well, what a great answer to that question. If you do bring home the pot of gold and a four-leaf clover, can you make sure you bring me some?
You will have to pay some of it back with interest, my friend.
Damn it. Okay. Well, moving on to me, about my travel, I really want to go to LA and New York. They're one of my two main destinations I really wanted to do. And also, I really want to do a Disney cruise while I'm there.
Tell us more about this Disney cruise. So, what does it include and what kind of places can you travel to?
I've always wanted to do this Disney cruise all the time, and I've looked it up constantly. Everything about Disney. So that means we can go to different destinations, like with Castaway Cay. It's a private island with Disney, and only Disney cruisers go to that island. So you can do an Alaska cruise, a Florida to Miami cruise, and they go to Castaway Cay, that private island where you can spend an entire day there, and it's really cool.
Oh, nice. What do you hope to see in LA?
Well, definitely Disneyland, because I'm hoping all my dreams do come true. Because Disneyland's just been one of my favourites since I was a child, and I've never been yet, so I'm hoping to go very soon. Also Universal Studios, as I really want to do the VIP behind the scenes experience on that vehicle and that. Look at all the different movies, scenes and that, because acting is my life and I really, really like it. And go up and see the Hollywood sign and just see people and culture.
So are there any other states in America that you would consider seeing? Like, for example, well, there's Florida, of course, Miami, New Orleans, maybe even Detroit.
Well, I would love to see every single state in America eventually, but I really do want to go to Florida and do the comparing of the two Disneylands as well, because it'll be really cool to see that. But also New York has always been my standout, because I really want to see like the snow, and then I want to see how it is in hot. And Miami looks pretty cool as well.
Interesting. And top of the weather, when do you want to go to America and in which season?
Well, there is a few seasons I would really love to go to America to experience the different times of the day. Let me just start off with a cool little fact. Right now in Australia, it is winter and it's freezing as. It is now summer in America, so we have a massive weather difference and also time difference. But I would love to go around summertime in America, so around June and August, but also spring around the March and the May. I would love to experience a nice winter snowy day in New York in winter around December and February, because I feel like on Times Square, the snow falling would just be the best. So that is everything from all our topics about traveling. So that was pretty interesting, learning a lot about you guys and that. We are now going to be moving straight on to topic two. Take it over, Grand Gus.
Thanks, Brystar. I will now move on to the next segment. In our next topic two, we will be talking about goals in general. Let's start off with Agent Gibbs' goals.
Thank you, Grand Gus. In terms of goals and aspirations, for me at least, is to get back into creative arts. It's something I haven't actually been doing a lot lately, and it's something I'd really like to get back into. A few things for creative arts include acting, music, and writing, among other things. And another goal, I think, is for me to gain more confidence and be more relaxed, because I think relaxing is one of the keys to confidence. And also, I do sometimes have problems with self-esteem, so that's something I need to work on as well.
Some really cool things there. But with the acting bit, what acting things have you done in the past, and what roles do you feel comfortable playing?
Well, Brystar and I did a TAFE diploma in the past, as I'm sure you've mentioned earlier in the podcast. In terms of roles, I actually started practicing voiceovers in my room, so that's something I want to get into as well. I feel naturally inclined towards comedy, but I also have a tendency to be dramatic as well, so that is something I would like to get into.
Oh, very interesting. Any upcoming projects you were thinking of doing?
I was thinking about doing piano covers. I have this tendency to listen to guitar songs and imagine what they would sound like on the piano, so that could be a mini-series that I might like to work on.
Ooh.
I'm so keen to find out.
Me too.
So I have another question here. With career-wise, what career do you want to fulfill in the future?
Creative arts of course, because yep. it gives my brain a challenge, it gives me the adrenaline rush that I need, and I feel naturally drawn towards it. It's just, when you want something, you just instantly know it. In case that doesn't work, though, I could consider going towards tourism, because of I have a love for adventure, and I've also discovered when I was in New Zealand a few years ago that I also have a penchant for photography.
That's cool. You've got a whole future ahead of you, and I know for sure you're going to reach most of them, probably all of them.
Thank you very much, Bryce Star.
I second that. Is there any part in the creative industry that you have not done that you want to try?
Well, as I've said, I've had a penchant for photography, so filmmaking is one creative outlet that I haven't yet considered. It sounds like an interesting art form, and it's something I would like to try my hand at in the future. And so, we now move on to Bryce Star's goals and aspirations. Bryce Star, would you like to elaborate?
Yes, I would love to. Thank you so much, Agent Gibb. I've got a few goals, but I'm not going to say them all. I'm going to say some of them. I really want to get more into my acting roles a lot more, so I want to get more, like, acting, like, main character roles. I really want to buy a house and get my boat license. Also, I really want to study in the USA. That would be cool.
Speaking of studying, what do you want to study in LA?
Well, there's the one thing that I really want to do and really, really love. I really want to study acting and also dancing and maybe a few little other things. But there's a few really good acting schools there in LA called the American Academic... I don't know the exact name, but that's a really, really good school. Some famous actors have been there. And then there's a few other small ones. I just want to experience and see the difference between acting skills in America and Australia. It would be cool.
So in terms of acting roles, what roles do you naturally drawn towards? Is it comedic roles, dramatic roles, or just anything in between?
This is good. I really, really love horror, and I've always wanted to be in a horror movie. I just feel like it would be so cool to play the killer or the hero. It would be really amazing. But also I love comedy because you can have a laugh on set, make all these funny like films and that.
Do a little dance.
Yes, of course. I would take any role that gets chucked at me because I love to try anything and I really want to get into the acting industry. I would do anything.
I say go for it. Why do you want to get your boat license?
Well, that's another good question that we haven't topped on yet. I really want to get my boat license because I really love the ocean and I've always thought of getting my boat license for ages now. And it's like when I have it, then I can travel places and just get away from the city and the country life and just be by myself or with a few mates and friends and just experience this whole nature area. And it would be just so cool.
So when you do get your boat license, what oceans in particular would you like to explore once you do? Or are you just staying small and hanging around locally?
This is a good question. I want to start off small at the moment. So like maybe Terrigal, the entrance or other little places that are around the place like Hawkesbury and higher out boats. But once I do get my full boat license, I would really love to travel from the Central Coast all the way up to Sydney. I feel because that would be really, really amazing and a really cool achievement. Because I know people have probably done it, but I would love to try it myself because YOLO. So that is all about me. We're going to head over to Grand Gus. So what is some of your goals you really want to achieve for the future?
Some goals that I would like to achieve is to be walking and losing more weight and to also making YouTube content.
What are your goals in terms of new content that you want to upload onto the channel?
Well, so far I had thought in mind of maybe doing some more vlogging content, maybe doing some collabing with Agent Gibb and Bryce Star in some upcoming production works and a few other exciting fun things.
Moving on to your weight loss that you're actually talking about that you really want to achieve, with people sitting there in the same position as you, can you give some tips to lose like weight?
Oh, of course. So originally I have lost 20 to 25 kilos.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And what I can do to inspire other people is your diet, check your diet, what you eat fruits, veggies, is in particularly this type of seasoning called balsamic vinegar, which is perfect for all of your meals, lunches, dinners mostly, where you can pour some on. And it's an actual fat-burning sauce as well, which actually helps with the digestion and stuff. It's pretty good.
That could be another idea. Maybe you could do a cooking class for your channel.
Yes, I would say so.
Speaking of your channel, would you consider taking it interstate or overseas if it does gain momentum in popularity?
Oh, well, I have to say that would be the dream, to get it out there more globally in other countries so they get to learn more about Australian culture in that aspect, and as well as trying to learn new different things for the channel that I hope to do. As well, also maybe merchandise might be on the cards as well to do, to get it out there. So something like that.
That's cool. Awesome. Can't wait to see what things in the future bring.
Me too.
Well, I'm going to chuck something at you that is not on the page that you have set.
Go for it, Bryce Star.
Is there another goal you really, really want to achieve?
One particular goal that I would like to learn is speaking better in content, because I struggle a lot through confidence in that. Sometimes I think, oh my god, do I second guess myself? Have I done that right? Have I not done that right? But as I progress, I hope to get better in the speaking part of it and learn for more future content as well. Well, what a topic we have discussed on our future goals. That's all the time we have today. Thank you all very much for listening, and we hope to see you in our next podcast. We also like to thank our newest member, Bryce Star, for participating and joining our new team.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be joining the team. But guys, get ready, because we've got more tea, more topics.
And we'll also introduce a new segment just to add a little bit more flavor to the series, which you will find out in the next series.
Until next time, I'm Grand Gus.
I'm Agent Gibb.
I'm Bryce Star.
And this is Radio Sessions Over Tea. Thanks for listening.
Goodbye.
Ciao.